Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 694. I am Chris, and I'm not joined by anyone. Jeff is off in Arkansas at a family event. Tony had a family emergency, and Earl is triviaing somewhere in New York. So I am left all by my lonesome. That is fine. I am here anyway. I had, you know, put time aside to record tonight and thought, hey, let's do this. Let's do it solo. Let's get another episode up there. 694 of them. So if you've been listening to the classic episodes, just clear, like, you know, 15 years worth of recording to go through. But yeah, I thought it made sense to kind of still come in and do an episode because they're, you know, I've been playing some games that I kind of wanted to talk about, and there are games coming out. Like, we have hit, we are in the midst of the fall holiday season now, and it's maybe time to kind of talk about some of that shit. So and I played a bunch of stuff, and I know that, you know, when we talk about it, I try to like pare down what I played to talk about some stuff. But as it's just me today, I'm gonna just jump in. We're just gonna hit what I've actually been playing all the way through, and kind of talk about some of that stuff here. So the first one, I finished and beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I've rolled credits on that one. And I like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It is a game, though, that I bought at launch, and I don't have, I think it was February. Check real quick. Yes, February 29th it came out this year. So we're talking March, April, May, June, July, August, September. It took me 7 months to finish that game. Over about 75-80 hours. If you followed the show for a while, you know how I play games, and even a 70-80 hour game doesn't take me 7 months. And that's simply because, like, I had to take breaks from Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Like, it is a little bloated, and the game portions, the open world game portions, which you need to do. Like, I know that, like, somewhere somebody's going to be like, you don't need to do all that, Chris. Like, why'd you do all that? You need to do it to not only level your, you know, cloud up and your characters up that are part of your party, but your party level. You want to do that so that you are then getting the, I think they're SP points. It's like skill points that you can then buy into each individual character's grid. And not doing those extra activities really kind of fucks you over, in a sense that it's not mandatory. You're not forced to do it, but it's mandatory. Like, if you want to upgrade your character, you want to be up to level, you want to be not always kind of pushing the line, you want to be maybe even a little bit over leveled, you're going to need to do those things. And they become tedious. Like, they are fun, they are enjoyable, but it's a little rough. It's just a little bloated. And that's, it's unfortunate that the game is bloated, because the character work, the story stuff is top notch. It's phenomenal. The, you know, visually the game is super impressive. And it is fun, but it's one of those things that doesn't necessarily hit over 80 hours. It doesn't hold its momentum, and I kept losing interest in that gameplay, that I did fall off of it. And while I think I will probably play the game again, likely, you know, at some point in the future when I play it on PC, and possibly whatever the Steam Deck successor is, I will not be returning to it. I probably will not replay it on PS5, 6, whatever, when, you know, the third part of that trilogy comes out. So that's gone. And that's fine. It's fine. It's still a very good game. It's just not as, for me, it was not as successful as Remake was. Although I do think it leaves, you know, a good spot for whatever the third game is, Reunion. I don't know. They're running out of R words. I think they've already used Reunion with Crisis Core. Anyway, it's out there. It's just not my favorite. Let's see what else we got going on. So yeah, I continued to play some Astrobot. I think last week I had finished Astrobot. Like, and by finished, I beat the boss. Like I beat the final boss. Since then I've just kind of been poking at the Lost Galaxy levels. I think I have one Lost Galaxy level left, and by my count, because I'll still be 5 bots short and 2 puzzle pieces short, once I finish that 10th world in the Lost Galaxy, it will open up probably a boss level in the Lost Galaxy to get the final 5 bots and 2 puzzle pieces. And my understanding is that once you do that, then you've completed all the puzzle pieces, you get the golden bot statue, and doing that then unlocks like a super challenge level to rescue the 301st bot, the golden bot. And my understanding from you know, mostly avoided spoilers, which is funny because like it's not a game that there's not any real story to spoil, but I kind of missed out on anybody kind of spoiling that there is this like super challenging level that kind of unlocks after you've collected everything, so you can get that final last bot. Looking forward to that. I've been uploading some of my runs onto the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, which is also where the podcast YouTube videos are, and they've been doing okay. People seem to like Astrobot content, so I'll probably continue to upload maybe like a couple more videos there before I wrap up, but I'm not going to go through and do like a whole game walkthrough and show 100% of everything in all the levels, but you know, if you need some stuff, I might have it on my channel there. So, it's spooky season. So, you know, I've always, for the last bunch of years, I've been doing, what I call 31 Days of Dread. It's 31 days in a row through October where I watch a horror film. Last year I added in like, you know, I'm gonna play some spooky games as well. And I picked out a handful of them for this year. I was already kind of poking at Resident Evil 2 Remake on the PlayStation, and I previously played it on Xbox, but I have it on PlayStation as well. So I thought, hey, might as well kind of poke at it there. And now I've decided I'm just going to seriously go through, do another replay of Resident Evil Remake, mm-hmm. Resident Evil 2 Remake, mind you. And you know, that game is great. It looks great, plays great, but it's not anything new. Y'all know about Resident Evil at this point. Resident Evil 2 and 3 remakes are very, very good remakes of those original games. One of my criticisms of 2 Remake is that it removes that cool mechanic that was in the original game, where you could, if you're playing as Leon, let's say, and you take an item, that item in a shared playthrough, when you play as Claire, it's gone. That item is then gone. So there's sections of the police station and other areas that both Claire and Leon share in their playthrough. They're going to visit both areas. So there are places that they're going to visit by themselves. You don't do everything the same. But there are items that in the original Resident Evil on the PlayStation, you like let's say like the grenade launcher. I believe that is actually one of them. The grenade launcher, if Leon picks that up, then it's not there in Claire's playthrough. So it can change the play. Because do I pick it up in this to make this run easier, or do I leave it for my second run and to help me there? Like, there's a give and take because you can basically take all the power weapons that are shared between them. You can run them in one setting. And they've removed that from remake. I think it on one hand makes the game flow a little bit better. You don't have to worry about it, and it's just a straight run. But I do wish that there was something like even if you added it in as an optional, kind of an optional run, where you have the ability to share items through each playthrough, and taking one in one removes it. I think that would be a neat addition. The game, as I said, it's a little bit old now, but it's the one thing kind of criticized from the remake. Otherwise, it's the best thing you could ask for if you like Resident Evil. It's such a phenomenal remake. And the same for me, the same is with 3. I know some people, criticize 3. They've taken out some content from it, and I understand it. It just makes the game play a little bit better. I think the 3 remake plays better than Nemesis did, even though I love Resident Evil 3 on the PlayStation. I think the Resident Evil 3 remake just plays a little better. It does look so damn good. And just having, being able to control the characters in the remakes like you can in a normal action game really does help. So that's Resident Evil and some of I have three other games currently lined up for me to play, and I'm playing one of them. We'll get to that last here out of these. But the other three, and I'll start with the two that I'm waiting on playing. One, because one's not out yet, Silent Hill 2 Remake, that comes out on Tuesday next week. Tuesday, yeah, the 8th, I believe. So that's Tuesday. So I'm waiting on that. I was gonna wait on reviews, but I think I'm just gonna do it. Just gonna play it. I'm a big Silent Hill fan, and two, not my favorite of the Silent Hills. In fact, it's not my favorite of even the it's not my favorite of the PlayStation 2 Silent Hills. Silent Hill 1 is my favorite Silent Hill, but I enjoyed 1 and 3 more than 2. But 2 is a great game. It is a phenomenal horror game. I don't know how Blooper Team is going to handle this, but I'm willing to, spot the $70 to see. So after I finish Resident Evil 2, I will be jumping into Silent Hill 2 Remake and hoping for a good time there, even if I don't think it'll be nearly as good as Resident Evil 2 Remake. The other one is one I've had for a while. I bought it when it came out. I believe it came out 2 years ago at this point. Last episode of season one of the Dark Pictures anthology, and it's, The Devil Inside. I know it takes place in like a horror house. Think Saw 2. In a way, I believe that's my understanding of what the premise for The Devil Inside is. And I'm looking forward to that one. I just, for whatever reason, I love those games. That is one I have not gotten a chance to to sit down and play, and I kept saving it for, you know, it's like, oh, I bought it, and it's like, oh, I'll save it for next October, and then I didn't play it then, and now it's, now I'm here, and I've committed, I'm going to play it this year. I'm going to go through, play The Devil Inside, which is right in time, because, the, you know, the next season of The Dark Pictures starts in 2025, so. And the final game for spooky season that I've kind of lined up for my 31 Days of Dread is a game called Pumpkin Jack. Not scary, mind you. It's not a, I mean, it's a horror-themed game. You play a dead person that's been reincarnated, but cast into the body of somebody that has a pumpkin for a head. So think like the Headless Horseman in Sleepy Hollow. It is not a traditional, like, it's not trying to scare you. It is a 3D platformer. And I was recommended this. I believe Jeff played it, but if he didn't, then it was recommended to me by Javi. I got it for $2 and I'm playing it on my Steam Deck. And it's really fun. It plays like a PlayStation 2 GameCube era 3D platformer, 3D action platformer, mind you, because there's some combat. You have different weapons. They're all melee weapons. I just unlocked a sword that does like a big slash attack, and then you press it again, like it'll do a thrust kind of motion, a magic thrust kind of thing. You start off with a shovel, though. It just works as you would expect. Like, you're just bludgeoning people with it. Then you get like a scepter that can kind of warp you through enemies and damage them as you do it. So believe it, like, you're picking up weapons as you play, like as you complete the bosses. You seem to be getting these new weapons to advance and upgrade your combat abilities that way. Otherwise, it is, you know, you're gonna bash some skeletons, you're gonna bash some sluggy type things, you're gonna dodge around them. And then there's the platforming, which is really well done. It's very well designed. I just finished the second level today. And in that second level, there was a cool minecart sequence, multiple minecart sequences, actually, I believe 3 of them. And they were really cool. You're like using the minecart to jump the dead tracks, like any minecart level. And you're also using like your little bird, who is your ranged attack. And you're using that to like knock down platforms that are blocking your way. Because if you crash into them, you'll crash. So really cool, like fast paced, but you never feel like you're out of control with it. Like, the controls well on the rails, and it's a fun run going through it. And one of the other things that you do in Pumpkin Jack, at least, you know, I've now done it twice. Well, 3 times, is that there'll be these puzzle rooms that you come across, and you need to solve the puzzle to advance. But a Pumpkin Jack will, you'll remove from your body and you'll just be the pumpkin head, and you go into these challenge rooms and you have to kind of like navigate the puzzle. And the ones I was doing today required me to like kind of push a bomb through a maze and get it to the end of the maze to blow up this, you know, kind of a gunpowder area, which would then blow up the, you know, the area that we're in, which would open up a, you know, a place so I could walk through with my body. And the puzzles are actually pretty neat. It's not bad at all. It's cool. It's fun. I'm enjoying it as a fun little game. It's quite good. Quite fun to play through. You know, if you enjoy that era of 3D platformers, this one mimics it real well, I think. I'm hoping that I'm not gonna, like, you know, eat my words in the coming days where I hit like, you know, level 4 or 5 or something and it just becomes fucking impossible. But right now, it's quite the good time. It's quite a fun little 3D platformer. And honestly, even if I end up hating it, I paid $2 for it. So whatever. Last thing that I have been playing, and I have been playing a lot, but the last thing I'm going to talk about, so I'm going to save Star Wars Outlaws for some time later, because I'm still playing that, but not a lot to report there. I'm just, you know, doing missions, doing faction quests, and upping my rep with the different syndicates, but I haven't advanced very super far into it. I think I'm probably about like 35-40% in at this point. I've made it. I'm now going to the third of five planets, and I know that that sounds like you've done more, but the next, you know, the planet areas are pretty big, and then you go back to the original planet for a big long mission as well. So I think I'm probably about 35-40% into that game. We will return to that though when I finish it, when I beat it, so I will want to talk about it then. But one I don't know if I will talk about much more is Funko Fusion. I may actually do a video on Funko Fusion. I did save some gameplay, and I may cut the gameplay that I streamed, and to do like a mini, kind of like maybe a 10-minute review or something on it. But each week, and I think this is now the fourth week that I've had it, every time we come in, I am less and less happy with that game. And again, I've come in yet again and been like, ugh. Like, really? Like, this is a game that should have been a home run, as if you had just taken the Lego gameplay model and progression systems and kind of gone from there. Instead, they made a bad shooter. They made a bad shooter, let's put it that way, with mediocre puzzles and way too many fucking levels. Like, I think I have now put about 15 or so hours into this game, and I'm just now half done. It's a 30-hour fucking licensed piece of crap. Like, and I keep going, I keep wanting it to get better, because I do like some of the, you know, I'm coming now up on Jurassic World. I like the Jurassic franchise, even if I prefer, you know, Jurassic Park to World. There's The Thing. I haven't done The Thing level yet. I've been saving that one. I love The Thing. And while I'm not the biggest, you know, He-Man Masters of the Universe fan, there's, come on, that one's going to be fun. Right, like, it's like being able to play a He-Man game in 2024 seems stupid. It is stupid, and I'm here for the stupidness of it. But the problem is, like, you know, getting to that has been a bit of a slog. I played Battlestar Galactica. That was the first one I poked at, was the Battlestar Galactica levels, and there, you know, the world there, five levels, and it wasn't great, and it hasn't gotten much better. I did like Hot Fuzz, I did Scott Pilgrim, and I just did the Umbrella Academy, and that's like the one IP here I'm not super familiar with. I'm not really a Scott Pilgrim or Hot Fuzz like fan. I'm certainly not a Scott Pilgrim fan. Hot Fuzz is fine. The Edgar Wright Ice Cream Trilogy is fine. I don't have a you know, seething reaction to it like I do Scott Pilgrim. But the Umbrella Academy is one I know what the Umbrella Academy is. I know it's Elliot Page. He's in it. And the only other thing I know is the Footloose scene. I think I hit social media like a year or two ago, where they do where Footloose plays and they do like a dance battle for whatever reason. I don't really know the context. That actually does come up in the game. Footloose plays multiple times, not like the vocal version, but like an instrumental version of Footloose. I don't know anything about the Umbrella Academy. I think that is one of the weird things here, is because, like, who is this conglomeration of IP for? What is it here for? Who is really like looking for a Battlestar Galactica, He-Man, Jurassic World, The Thing, video game universe type thing, and then mix in that with like Nope. Like there's a Nope level somewhere in here. I haven't found it, but there's a Nope level. There is Five Nights at Freddy's. Like this thing is all over the place. It doesn't seem to be like where Lego Dimensions was like, hey, we took all these like really, really super popular IP and we put them into our Lego game, and you're going to play as Batman and you're going to play as Doctor Who. And like, these are things that people fucking know, and the Ghostbusters and shit like that. And then what I'm getting out of this is like, hey, Funko was able to license the C and D tier IPs, and they made something that's like, I don't know, it's not really cohesive. And Lego Dimensions was cohesive. Like they told a pretty good story that made sense for all those IP to be working and interacting with each other. These IPs don't really work and interact with each other. They just exist in a vacuum, I think. Like everything's kind of segmented. And like there are puzzles that you need characters from other worlds in, but the way it is right now, like you go, if you're in an Umbrella Academy and you need somebody with a laser gun, you go back and you go to the black pop box, and that brings us like a character select screen, and you pick Starbuck or one of the Battlestar guys, and you go into that world. Like you're not interacting with the Umbrella Academy world. You're just in like another kind of open playground area that you then use Starbuck's laser ability to, unlock something in that world. But you're not really advancing through that game as through that level as Starbuck, because you can't, because you're going to need Allison or number five. I hope I got those two right. They're the two I've been using the most, and hopefully they're the names of those characters. So it's like there's no cohesion between the two, and it's kind of unfortunate. It just doesn't quite work for me, which is a shame, because I do enjoy Lego games. I do enjoy share IP, and they botched it in every direction here. They would have been, in my mind, better suited to do, and it's very similar to what Lego and Sony are doing with Lego Horizon. They really should have just committed and done a Gears pop where you play through the original Gears trilogy. And I know that that's not possible to like bring to like other platforms. Although you probably could, like, I wouldn't mind, like, fuck it. Like, right. Like Nintendo is getting Lego Horizon, so just fucking put Gears pop everywhere. Who gives a shit? It would have been better than this. You could have worked with the Coalition on getting aiming right, at getting active reload right, of which you have to aim in this game, and the aiming is god-awful in Funko Fusion. And there is an active reload mechanic, and it is also not great. So I think doing a Gears pop made more sense than whatever this mess of C and D tier IP is. But that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been playing. And I kind of wanted to touch on the fact that we're in the thick of it. Like, I have a backlog of games from this year that I want to get to. And like, I still haven't played Space Marine 2, and I don't think Tony has either, just because like, time hasn't been on our side to give us that time to play. So thankfully, once we do get to it, we'll be able to play a bunch of it together. But Space Marine and Epic Mickey, like, those are still behind me on this. Starfield just released their new expansion, which evidently I bought. I did not think I bought. I must have sprung for it at some point because I was able to install it today on my Xbox. So I don't know when I bought that, but I guess I did. Thinking about it now, maybe I bought the collector's edition upgrade, which allowed me to play Starfield a few days earlier last year. That might be it. I might have solved the question. Like, I don't know when I bought this, but I think we solved it. I think we just solved it. Because I think that came with the season pass, and that includes Shattered Space. Anyway, that's out. I'm not prepared for it yet because my guy is not level 35, but that's out there. And yeah, as I said, Epic Mickey, Space Marine 2. These are things we haven't gotten to yet. And next week is just Zelda. I have not gotten to Zelda yet. I'm still waiting for my independent game store, since I buy Switch games physically, to get it in. They were supposed to have it today. They did not. Hopefully heading over there tomorrow to pick it up and finally get a shot at Echoes of Wisdom. But yeah, like I have this backlog of games, and next week is fucking a nightmare. Like, there's zero chance that I'm gonna buying Silent Hill 2. And I've already mentioned that game is coming out. There's five games next week. And we'll run them down right now. So tomorrow, actually, is the Until Dawn remake. That comes out tomorrow on PS5 and Windows, evidently. So you can play it on PC. But that's out there. Then next week, on the 8th, is, as already mentioned, Silent Hill 2. Which I think that'll be the game I get next week. But right alongside that is, Diablo 4's expansion, Vessel of Hatred. I'm kind of really excited for that. I'm not excited for that price point. $40 seems really high. So I'm going to hope that it is like a standard Diablo expansion, and it offers you like a full act of gameplay. And even there, $40 seems pricey, but... I will be waiting on reviews for that one, and maybe even a sale, because I'm going to play Silent Hill 2 first. And then at the end of that week, which we'll have recorded another episode and it may be up when these games are coming out. But Metaphor ReFantazio, which I talked about last week, having played the demo, I think that is my other game I'm going to get next week after a second pay cycle. That'll be the game I get after Silent Hill 2. I'm really kind of really looking forward to that one. I think that one could be a lot of fun. But then right alongside it is Starship Troopers Extermination. And Tony, myself, our buddy Wall, our buddy Sean, we had a good time with Helldivers 2. And, if Starship Troopers is, in that vein... And something that we can also play together. We might get into it. It might be something we jump into. So that's five games next week. Then it's getting rough, man. There's a lot of shit coming out over the next little bit. And I don't know how we're going to get to all this stuff, because... a week after that is, Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition. And I know Jeff really kind of liked the Darksiders stuff, so maybe he'll be into that one. So that'll be another one I probably add to my mix. I don't know if I'll get to it right away, but it'll definitely be in there. And the 18th is a pair of... Jeff had mentioned these are coming from Way Forward. And they're the Retro Realms games, but they are, there's a Halloween side scroller and an Evil Dead side scroller coming. Both of those seem fun. There's that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that's coming out on the 18th. There's just a lot of stuff over the next few weeks here that it's going to be tough to get to everything and really be able to poke at and play, you know, in the capacity that I'd like to play it. Atari 50 that has, like, there's a whole DLC piece that I believe that's out now that I'd like to get a shot at. There's I believe there's a remake of the original Clock Tower coming out. Like that one seems like it could be a fun time. Dragon Age at the end of the month, Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered. Not that I feel that we need to jump into that, but you know, there's that remastered version. Shadows of the Damned has a remaster coming out on Halloween. So these are games that, you know, I think a bunch of us here would want a shot at playing. And I don't know how much we're going to get to or how, because I don't have unlimited funds. I don't think the guys do either. And there's a lot of shit coming out between, you know, now and the end of November, early December. It's going to be tough. So I guess one other piece of, we didn't really do any news, but one piece of news, I guess, kind of touch on, because we've covered it in the past. Specifically, we covered Nintendo and emulation when Yuzu shut down their emulator, I believe earlier this year, maybe February, April-ish, when Nintendo kind of went after Yuzu and made them cease production of that emulator. Well, news hit this week that the head dev of Ryujinx has voluntarily shut down Ryujinx at the behest of Nintendo, it seems. It does seem like Nintendo has offered him some sort of payout, or offered them some sort of payout, and they took it. They took it and are ceasing production on Ryujinx. And people are already seeing, like, features that had been working are not working now. Ryujinx had some really cool stuff embedded into it that kind of allowed you to simulate the Nintendo online kind of matchmaking between the emulators. And I believe some of that stuff is now not working. On one hand, this is upsetting, right? Because I do think that the work that they were doing was really neat. And the reality is at some point in the future, somebody else will pick this up, or they'll start their own emulator. They'll start to reverse engineer the Switch hardware and work on it. On the other hand, there's a lot of people out there that were using Ryujinx and Yuzu with the sole intent of pirating Nintendo Switch games. And we saw this, I think you started to see it back when Metroid Dread came out, and people were talking about it being able to be run on an emulator, and the game was not out yet. And this happened again with Tears of the Kingdom, and that is about, it's probably was about March, April, I guess, then, when you know, they started really kind of looking into and going after Yuzu, because these newer Nintendo Switch games were being cracked. Well, they were being, you know, they were breaking street dates somewhere. The security was being cracked, and people were bragging about playing these games on an emulator prior to launch. Like, hey, I'm playing it on my Steam Deck. Game's not out for a week and a half. And so the community, they get really up in arms and they're like, fuck Nintendo. And it's like, I understand the sentiment to be like, hey, like, why is Nintendo like who the fuck cares, right? It's an emulator. And Ryujinx was not built using Nintendo code. It was an actual reverse engineered emulator. But these software pieces, Yuzu and Ryujinx, are being utilized for piracy. And like, that's not how I use it for. And I'm sure that's not how like a good many other people use it for. You know, our friend Sean, he said, you know, he downloaded Ryujinx or Yuzu, one of those, and was utilizing it to up the frame rate in his Zelda game. And when I've utilized it, it is to, one, you know, do something like that to make the games run a little bit better, but also to enable mods. Like, you know, in Breath of the Wild, the one of the major things that really bothered me is the weapon degradation. Well, you know, you can activate a mod in Yuzu, which is what I was using, and shut that off, right? And it makes the game way more enjoyable for me. And I understand that, like, people are like, oh, that's not how it's meant to be played, but it's how I would prefer to play it, and that's how I want to engage with that game and having a way more enjoyable time than the other three times I tried Breath of the Wild, where I quit after, you know, a few hours because the weapon degradation, weapon breaking was just too much for me and how I wanted to play. You know, I don't think there's a problem with playing with cheats, especially for a game like Breath of the Wild, where, you know, there are multiplayer games where you should not play with cheats. You should not be allowed to play with cheats. And if you do, you should be banned from playing that game. But if I want to utilize cheats in a single player game, I don't see what, you know, where the bad in that is. Like, if I want to utilize mods and cheats and patches and stuff to make my experience with Breath of the Wild a better experience, and where I can enjoy and see the artwork and enjoy the gameplay and enjoy the world and story in a way that I can engage with it better, I don't see the fault there. Like, I'm not hurting anybody else. And I think that's where Ryujinx and Yuzu are really cool. They're really beneficial. And, you know, one, just base level improving the performance. Like, some Switch games just don't run well. Even some Nintendo made Switch games, they don't run great. Like, you heard last week Jeff talking about Echoes of Wisdom and his Switch sounding like it was a fucking jet engine in his hand. That game, and it's a 2D Zelda game. It's a 2D top-down Zelda game, and it is pushing his launch model Switch to the limit, to the point where he thinks it's going to melt down in his hands. Like, being able to take that game that you know, I haven't bought it yet, but when I do, being able to take that game and being able to play it through an emulator, whether that be on my PC or whether that be through the Steam Deck or, you know, another device of some sort, being able to play that game in a better capacity so it's not frying my fucking hardware, I don't see the harm there, provided I paid you for the game. Like, let me fuck around with it how I want. But I understand where Nintendo would come in and go, yeah, but like, you might even be the rule, right? Most people might be utilizing this to do what you're doing and only utilizing it to improve the game or only utilizing it to modify it so that you can enjoy the game. But you paid us money for it. You guys may be the rule, but the reality is that these other fools over here saying that they're playing the game before launch, which at that point would be piracy, because guaranteed the majority of these people are not, they're not buying the game early on street date, cracking it themselves, and getting it to run, right? So somebody has cracked it. Somebody's gotten street date to be broken. They've then dumped the ROM, and they've then utilized the code base and have upgraded the security, upgraded the keys, cracked all that information, and uploaded it to Yuzu or Ryujinx so that it can then be played. And look, I have the ability to dump my own ROMs, and even I don't do it all the time, right? Like, I'll rather go on a fucking like BitTorrent and look for the ROM that I need, as opposed to me actually going through the effort of actually dumping it myself. So the likelihood is, and I buy my Switch games, there's probably still a good portion of people that don't, that are utilizing these services. Like, you know, you can look at the Ryujinx, you can look at the Yuzu Reddit pages and just read the threads, read the comments, and you hear about how I haven't bought a Nintendo game in three generations, but I play every single one of them. Like, it's those people that are fucking up emulation for the rest of us. And that's a shame, because those guys are just in it for themselves. And I get it, you know, it's video games in this capacity is something that we're doing for ourselves. We're doing it for our own enjoyment. But by you being selfish and pirating the Nintendo games, they are then fucking everyone's happiness and utilization of those softwares that emulate. They're going to come after them, because the easiest way to do it is to shut down the updates, shut down the people that are, you know, the brains behind the operation, and then make somebody else become those brains. And they may not be as good. Like, somebody will pick up Ryujinx. They'll make a fork of it. They'll start doing it. But are they as smart as the original designer? Maybe, maybe not. But also, that second time around, Nintendo's not going to fuck around. They're not going to offer a sweet little deal to step down, step aside, you know. And depending upon where you're located, they may not have to, right? The guy who was doing Ryujinx was based in Brazil. Brazil doesn't really give a fuck about copyright law. It would be very hard for Nintendo to sue this person and hold them accountable for it. Whereas, you know, little Billy thinks he's a fucking cracker, and he picks up doing the fork in Cleveland. Well, Nintendo finds out he's in Cleveland, they're going to come after him, and they're going to fuck him up, because right or wrong, Nintendo has a lot of fucking money, and you as an individual human are not going to be able to fight a corporation. Just doesn't fucking happen. Like, at the very least, Nintendo can just hold you up in court until you're bankrupt, and they're going to win by default. And that's shitty, but that's how corporate law, that's how these corporate lawyers work, and they're going to fuck you over. So, long story short, stop fucking talking about the fact that you're pirating games. Stop bragging about it on the internet. Reddit is not a secret place. Guess what? If I found it and I'm not looking that fucking hard, then Nintendo found it, because they're paying somebody to look for shit like that, right? Like, I just do a simple Google search on how can I add mods to Breath of the Wild, and I come across Yuzu, Ryujinx, etc., and here's step-by-step tutorials. and like some of them are going to be on YouTube, some of them are on Reddit. And if it's pointing to Reddit, and like Reddit has a fucking page that has official updates from the dev team behind these emulators, Nintendo's going to find it. They're going to track you down, and they're eventually going to pounce and crush you. So stop fucking talking about how you're pirating their shit openly, because all you're doing is fucking it for the rest of us. In any case, that is our show. I feel I have talked a bunch. I am sorry if I have bored the fuck out of you, but I'm going to end it there. There's probably some other stuff we could talk about, but I think I'm going to end it there. Hopefully everybody will be back next week. Jeff should be back from Arkansas. Hopefully everything is good with Tony. And I did tell Earl he could go to sleep. He did kind of like question, hey, where is everybody? And I let him know while we were recording this that other shit had come up for the others, so he can move on with his day. He had the night off. But hopefully we're all back next week. And hopefully from there, we'll hear some stuff that the guys have been playing. Hopefully we will get to Earl's video game movie idea. I want to get there at some point in the near future. And we are quickly approaching the end of the year, so we're going to have to kind of think about Hall of Fame entries. We haven't done one yet this year, so it'll have to be a double class being entered. Holidays are coming up, and we'll be pushing Game of the Year into January as usual. But still a lot of stuff for us to play and talk about over the next few months before the end of this year. So join us next week. Good night.